Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show, another instalment of Bullet Points. This is our midweek catch-up and a chance to share a little bit with you about what's going on behind the scenes of the podcast. Now, this week, I've had to admit defeat. And that defeat is that I've overdone it, and I've overdone exercising. And this is a trap that I can fall into pretty easily, I think, and it's a bit of a throwback, or it's a bit of an echo, a shadow, or whatever you like to call it, from having disordered eating and all of those sorts of issues, in that I find it very, very difficult to take a day off. Not just because there's all the things tied up with my body image and eating issues, but also because if I take a day off, it was many consecutive days off that were characteristic of my downward spiral when it came to my mental health. So it's sort of a two-pronged thing of I overdo it because I think that if I'm not working out and if I'm not exercising and if I'm not going at it through full throttle, then the wheels will come off. And there's also thinking that a rest day means that I'm somehow going back down the black hole. Basically, all that means is that I haven't taken a day off when it comes to exercise. And I've been doing some pretty hardcore exercise, not to mention also obviously doing the challenge for this month's habit, which is the press up habit. So I kind of hit a physical brick wall, as it were. So that's what's been going on behind the scene, but I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I just thought I'd be really honest with you. And also, in terms of what's going on in terms of work, it's just unfortunately been a little bit stressful. Things that should have made life a little bit easier have made life a little bit harder. Temporarily, we're over the worst of it. But there's not really a lot to say because I've just had to put my back into it the last few days. So what I can tell you is that further to the excellent suggestion from many listeners who asked for snippets in these bullet points episodes, I was thinking about where my head's been at this week and being really productive, but also having to like play catch up with a few things and also feeling a little bit physically not up to par. And it reminded me of a conversation I had actually in quite the early days of the podcast with Michelle Visage, where we talked about self-doubt. We talked about how that can be the thing. You can be certain of everything else in the world, you can think everything else in the world is fantastic, but yet you, or one, finds it very, very easy to be critical of oneself. And so I was reminded of that conversation. So I thought that that would be the snippet that I would share with you. And I also thought I would share this snippet with you because I have been feeling a little bit frustrated recently about certain guests that I've been wanting to get on the show, and there's various travel things coming up, and I occasionally set my sights very, very high and want guests to come on the show who, honestly, if I was their PR, I would probably be like, yeah, I don't really see the point. I just very emotionally am attached to these particular guests and want them on the show for whatever reasons, and I can sometimes focus on the fact that they're not happening rather than appreciating the guests that are happening. Because actually, I was looking over the last few months of guests, and they have been some of the most impactful conversations I've had in the whole 6 years of doing this podcast. People like Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari, like Jessica Baum, and even a podcast that I recorded today, which I won't tell you about yet, I'll tell you about very soon, which just really felt like meeting people who are really good at what they do, who are so generous in sharing their expertise, And I've really enjoyed the conversations. And I was thinking, oh, I've just had a really good run of guests. And then I had to stop and just think, actually, you've also had a run of guests who are talking about something that you've spent the last 6 years interrogating with lots of people. And so you're bringing something to the show too. So there's been a lot of that going on, sort of like doubting myself, but then trying to appreciate what I bring to the podcast and also make sure that I keep elevating it and keep improving it for the benefit of you, my most excellent listener. So this conversation with Michelle is also really important because I tend to set myself these really high goals and want to get people on the show and get very emotionally attached to them. And Michelle was somebody that I'd wanted on the podcast for a while, and it just seemed so far out of my reach. It was just, this is never going to happen. And then it did. And the feeling after it happened, other than thinking she was great and she was really generous with everything that she said, and I felt like we had a really good conversation, there was also this element of, and now what? Rather than thinking, oh my God, do a little dance, you got Michelle Visage. So this conversation, for some reason, just kept kind of in my brain, was sort of, the memory was banging at me going, please share, this is really relevant. So I'm sharing this for a few reasons. And I think what she says about visualization, about self-doubt, are really important. And I don't think it ever hurts to be reminded of what she says in this episode, because I think they can be really useful tools. So that's why this snippet is with Michelle Visage. So before we get there, I'm just going to remind you that if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. And I'd love for you to do this. You can join the Facebook group. Go to the show notes, click the link to join the Facebook. You have to answer a question and agree to the forum rules. Otherwise, I can't let you in. It's just a sort of like a one in, one out. Not even that. It's like you're wearing trainers. I'm sorry, I can't let you in. If you don't answer that question and agree to the forum rules, I can't let you in, unfortunately. But that's where I am most days. It's where I've been sharing a lot of the progress for the press up challenge. But there are thousands of other listeners of the podcast in that group asking questions all the time, having conversations about various things. And come in that group and be a conversation starter. Be one of those members who starts a thread, asks a question, and gets a dialogue going, because it's so wonderful seeing all of that happen. It's been really, really wonderful. Especially recently, it feels like there's been a lot more kind of supportive chat in that group that I've really enjoyed being a part of and also seeing. So with all that said, I'm also going to share with you this snippet of my conversation with Michelle Visage, where we come into it when we're talking about self-doubt, talking about visualization, talking about what it's like to get an opportunity and to be able to run with it and to, on some level, doubt yourself, but then also underneath think, but I know I'm capable, which I think I can relate to it. And I sense checked with people around this and they said, yeah, totally get that. It's the weirdest sort of contradiction of being full of self-doubt, but also thinking, but if you give me a chance, I'm going to nail it. So that's where you join me, and that's where you join Michelle Visage in this conversation. I hope you enjoy it.
Forget about determination, all that stuff. That's, yes, of course, focus. Mm. Because most of us, me included, tend to scatter. So my self-doubt is a big thing. And we just go all over the place and forget. Tethering's a great word, that we need to be tethered. And most of us go through life untethered. And meditation is something that I'm reading a great book I've got with me called Infinite Possibilities by Mike Dooley. And it's about taking, and I told my friend here, Annie, that 5 minutes of visualization every day, whether it's at night or the morning, it's up to you, or when you're taking a shit, whatever you want to do, 5 minutes of focusing, but focus with emotion. So focusing, you can have your vision boards and you can look at them every day, and that's going to help. And that's great. But if you take 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, it becomes overkill. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and you look and you feel what it's going to feel like for you to achieve what you want to achieve. So, you know, my dream listening to the podcast, one of them is to have a black Corvette. It's been my dream since I'm 13 years old. It sounds so stupid and it's materialistic. And it's something I always put aside because I have kids and it's like, it's just a 2-seater. And how can I spend all that much? You know what I mean? But I'm going to get that black Corvette. Like, I'm going to get it. No, somehow. If I have to steal it, I'm going to get it. So I imagine myself every day.
Can I please be on that heist with you?
Come on it with me. I'm going to get that Corvette. And I start my visualization every day with seeing myself driving to wherever I want to go in that Corvette. So I see myself driving that black Corvette and I'm so happy. So I see myself driving into the gate of my own TV show. So I'm pulling into the studio lot. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, Michelle. And I see them see him. I'm like, hey, what's up? And I see the whole thing with emotion.
Yeah.
Because if you just see it, you're like, okay, I see that, I see that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Seeing it with emotion is a fast track to making it happen. If you know how you're going to feel, or you could assume how you're going to feel when I sign that contract on my own show, mm-hmm. or, you know, I'm signing the contract for season 20 of RuPaul's Drag Race, like we're going and going and going. Mm-hmm. You know how you're going to feel. You're not going to feel sad. Or when my agent calls me and says, you got the job, it's like, oh my God. So feeling that emotion with it. So I do that every day for 5 minutes. And every day it changes, except for the Corvette. That stays the same every day. But I see my kids getting into the unis that they want. I see them, because my daughter struggled so hard with depression, I see her happiness, and I really feel like it helps, and it's helping. And Lily has come so far in a very short time. I know, you know, 2.5 years of debilitating, crippling suicidal depression is like not long compared to some people battled it their whole life. But as a parent, mm-hmm. seeing your child and not being able to do anything about it, it was the longest two and a half years of my life. But seeing her now functioning, she's the lead of in the Odd Couple play. She's working and she's the vice president of the entire student body. Like, things are changing so much for her. And yes, she's doing the work, but I'm helping in the sidelines mm-hmm. with my visualization, you know? So if you're not able to meditate, it's a good way to start. Because most people, me included, will say, I'm not able to shut my brain off. With visualization, you don't have to.
Oh, I love that.
Your brain is active.
Because I have a very busy brain.
Right.
So I find meditation
Same.
So hard.
What star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
It's my husband. So you guys, are you married?
No.
Sagittarius don't really like to settle down. You guys like to flit around and flirt and have fun. But you're kind of not like to set. My husband's a Sag. So it was like, And my rising sign, Sag.
Oh, see, my rising sign, Scorpio. Anyway.
That's Rue.
Oh, yeah. See.
Yeah, that's a good combo, though, Sag and Scorpio. It's wouldn't want to be on your bad side, but it's a it's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. It's unforgiving, isn't it? It's the...
It's when you cut it off, you cut it off.
Yeah.
Virgos are the same way, which is why Virgos and Scorpios aren't a match, but they get along really well.
Okay.
Because you're kind of like, you're all or nothing. And that's Sagittarius are like that too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it's a good thing.
You talked then about your own self-doubt.
In my book.
Yes. And just then. And the thing for me, and I realise television is not real.
Yeah.
Despite feeling like I am in the studio with you when you do the podcast. But you are, when you are critiquing somebody or you are giving somebody advice, there's such clarity.
Yes.
And there's no doubt there whatsoever.
No. I don't doubt anything in this world except myself. Whatever I say with conviction and I mean it. And it's really, and I'm always right. I am always right. I'm very hard to prove wrong. But I will say when I am wrong, I'll accept it. If you say, look, you know, you're wrong. And I go, oh, really? I don't know. But I know that I'm not wrong. 99.9% of the time. Like I said, politics, I'll fight you, but I know if I'm wrong, I'll go, oh. how many people are in the House of Representatives? Like, I don't know.
Sorry about it.
Right, exactly. But that's me giving advice. I am the best advice giver in the world because I know what I'm talking about. I've lived through the majority of it. I've never been divorced, but I can talk about divorce because I've been through it with people. Mm-hmm. I've never been a drug addict, but I've helped so many people through their substance abuses. I've lived a long life and a very hardy life. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to myself, it's a different story. That's because overachievers tend to be this way. So, you know, with my visualization comes self-reward. You know, I feel rewarded when I see myself doing these things. And then there's moments where I'm trying to be kind. I am actually being kinder to myself these days because I'll go on auditions and I might not get the audition, but I know it was a good go. Like I walk out feeling I did really well there. I might not be what they're looking for, but I did good, you know? So I'm giving myself that instead of walking out immediately going, you sucked. That sucked.
That comes with age and, I don't know, experience.
Wisdom, experience, age, realizing that nothing is that important. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Mm. I'm going to have to create my own shit, chances are, before I'm going to be given anything. And I'm fine with it because I'm a grafter. Like, I will work my ass off for everything and I have. Nothing has ever been handed to me. Rue has given me these jobs, but I worked my ass off to get to Rue. I worked my ass off to get to the point because he's not going to ever bring me along if I wasn't worthy of it. He sees something in me that very few people did. And thank God he did. Because now the world gets to see. See, I told you, bitches. I've been telling you this my whole life. You know, and now they see it. You know, but it just takes sometimes you believing in yourself to get to that point.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I do hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your time hugely. If you did enjoy it and you never want to miss an episode, then please do hit the subscribe button wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It's also where you get the opportunity to leave a 5-star review and a rating for how you feel about the show. And I'd be so grateful if you wouldn't mind leaving one. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Gunns. If you fancy chatting to me and thousands of other fellow listeners of the podcast, then click the link to join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer a couple of questions, but we cannot wait to see you there. Come over and join the conversation. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.